The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
6 days from now, the Washington State Legislature is supposed to convene down in Olympia, but they say because of COVID, they're going to have to make radical changes, with Democrats having an increased majority in our legislature. What does this mean for you? What does it mean for your family? What does it mean for your bank account? State Senator Doug Erickson represents Whatcom County, and he joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Senator, always great to talk with you.
Hey, thank you, Dory, for having me on, and hoping that 2021 turns out a bit better than 2020.
No, every year's a gift. Come on. What more can we ask for?
That's true. That there were many blessings we can count.
Exactly. All right, so what's going on with this legislative session and what you have called the cloak of COVID agenda?
Yeah, without a doubt, you know, we don't know what's going to happen next Monday when the legislature goes back into session. I was in Olympia over the weekend, and right now, every road leading to the Capitol Dome, the People's House of Politics, is blocked off and closed by barriers, by ecology blocks, massive concrete structures, prevent people from even being able to drive to the Capitol building. Next week, the Democrats want to convene remotely using Zoom or Skype or Microsoft Meetings or whatever else people want to try to use to participate in the process. And we've seen what's happened over the past 9 months with Jay Inslee running the entire state of Washington from his bunker without any public process or legislative meetings. I'm just really concerned about the Democrats are going to try to sneak through under the cloak of COVID darkness, as I call it, where they block out the public from participating and want to run a huge agenda with tax increases, defunding police, allowing felons to vote, all types of things.
Well, and we certainly saw that in the past when they rammed through the most radical sex ed agenda in our nation through our public schools with a 2 a.m. vote. Okay, so you just mentioned a couple of things. Restate those and tell me what you believe is the most radical agenda in the history of Washington State.
Oh, my goodness. There's so much being advocated right now. I feel so bad for our law enforcement officers. When I look at the agenda that's being pushed, and these are the heroes of our communities that keep our families and kids safe, who have been absolutely demonized over the past year, and we anticipate more radical anti-law enforcement legislation coming forward.
Let me jump in on that one, because Jay Inslee, I know, just said he wants to spend millions of dollars on a new state agency that would police the police, and he said it's because of all of this racial inequity in policing. Here's my question that I always ask, Senator. Jay Inslee and his party have been in control of this state for pretty much my entire lifetime. If it is such a racist state, as they claim, under almost sole Democratic rule, don't they deserve the blame for that?
Yeah, that's a great point, Dory. You know, the least racist people out there are law enforcement officers. And I think you do see a lot more of racist activities coming out of Olympia than you see coming out of your local sheriffs and police departments, to be completely honest with you. And the real failure, in my opinion, on this issue, not to go down this tangent too much, I know we have lots of issues, is the issue that's systemic in our system is that young black men come into potentially violent situations with law enforcement officers at a higher rate than young white men. And that's the problem. It's not that police are racist. It's just that you have so many more incidents occurring. And that's what we have to solve with opportunities and jobs and education and mobility and all of those things. And so to try to scapegoat and blame police because we've created a system where we have more young black men coming into potentially violent situations, that is just absolutely wrong. And it totally pushes the problem off to what is not the issue, which is our law enforcement officers.
Well, and as you said, we don't want to get too far down this path, but what frustrates me on that is clearly the reason why a group has a disproportionate number of encounters is, you know, 75% of black kids are born out of wedlock. And when you have a breakdown of the family, it creates problems for kids. And that's the other concern I have, is that there seems to be an agenda with the, you know, the radicals who have taken over that party that, you know, attacks the family, that delegitimizes the family, that, you know, has codified planks in platforms to disband the traditional Western family. And that will never be addressed by most people in the media because it's not politically correct. But unless we're willing to speak truthfully about things like this, then we should have policies that are laser focused on supporting and restoring and lifting up families, and that's the way that you start helping people of all races.
So true, Dory, and you know, we should be listening more to people like the late great, I think a friend of yours, Ken Hutchinson, you know, who did such a great job.
Great man.
Talking about those things in terms of what we have to do in our society. Yep, that's just one example. The other thing, Dory, which I think we should be focusing on the legislature is relief from the COVID-19 virus and, to be honest with you, the COVID-19 virus response. And on Monday, I'm going to introduce a Senate concurrent resolution which says we will adjourn immediately from the regular session, and then we will immediately begin a 30-day emergency session just to deal with COVID, just to get our kids back in school, just to go and start reducing and eliminating these ridiculous fines on our people just trying to make a life running a restaurant, to start getting our businesses open immediately and to address the people who have been financially harmed, whether they're unemployed, whether they've lost their business, whether they can't collect the rent, whether they can't find a place to pay rent at. That's what we should spend 30 days in emergency session doing right away in Olympia. We've done a lot to create this problem, to be honest with you, in terms of the COVID response, and we should focus like a laser on fixing that problem and not going down this other pathway of all the other bills the Democrats are introducing.
Yeah, it's all going to be about social justice, and it's going to be about money. They have already stated that they are going to pursue an income tax. They call it a capital gains tax, but the IRS and indeed the state of Washington define capital gains as income, which is prohibited, a tax on which is prohibited in our state constitution, unless it's applied evenly. And Jay Inslee a couple of weeks ago said they're going to impose that without a court ruling on the constitutionality of that. I mean, that's how desperate they are to push an income tax in our state.
Yeah, just think about that. Jay Inslee, for some reason, thinks he deserves 10% of your money that you've invested over the years wisely and saved. And when you go to take that money out for retirement or to buy a car or buy a house or pay for your kids' education or do whatever you're going to do with it, Jay thinks he gets 10%. You know, that to me is absolutely crazy. But that's the kind of thing that shouldn't happen under the cloak of COVID darkness. This should be done when the legislature is there in full. Every member is allowed to be on the Senate floor. People are allowed to come testify in person, to sit in the gallery, to look your legislators in the eye and say, are you really going to do this to me and my family? And not have it done over some internet chat line. You know, we know what happens on internet chat lines and social media. That's not the way to run a government, and it's particularly not the way to try to do these massive pieces of legislation that they have not been able to get done for years and years and years, to think they're going to be able to do it now because the public can't come down and protest. That's wrong, and that's what's going to, I think, take a big step towards destroying our democracy if we go down that pathway. So we should take a step back, fix the COVID, get it under control, and come back next fall and do a full session when the public can participate if they want to run these types of legislation.
That is so smart. That's such a great point. Yeah, these are perilous times, and they're trying to make what would be generational changes in the future of our state. We have a pretty good state constitution. I mean, I don't know if people are aware that the founders of our state, they protected personal rights and freedoms and liberties stronger than almost any state in the nation, and now we have a party that seems to be determined to tear down as much of that as possible.
Yeah, it's going to be a crazy year. But again, I think we still have a chance to do the right thing. We still have a chance for the public to weigh in. I'm going to be attending a rally up here in Whatcom County tomorrow of our local business owners who are not quite there yet, but they're almost at pitchfork and torches stage, yeah, where they are at the end of their line to be able to exist, to survive, to pay bills. And people aren't just going to sit back and let their family fortunes, their businesses, their employment just disappear here in Washington State and expect the legislature to go down there and behind closed doors raise taxes, capital gains, sales tax increases, property tax increases on the very people who are suffering. So there's still a chance. I think that the public is going to say, let's do this right.
I hope so. That's why I'll keep talking about these things. Senator, always great talking with you. I appreciate you coming on with me today.
Hey, you betcha, Dory. Take care.